Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So today I want to talk to you about beliefs. Beliefs are funny things. You know, we all have beliefs in many aspects of our lives. We have a belief about something and it drives behavior. And one of the things I think we seem to be losing is the ability to explore beliefs, each other's beliefs better. In a world that's increasingly divisive, we seem to, and it's so easy to go back into our echo chambers and surround ourselves with people with like-minded views, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter, or whatever it might be. It's so easy to find people who share the same beliefs as us. But one of the things I'm wondering whether we're losing as a species is the ability to reason with each other, to explore beliefs with each other. Now, if you take back to ancient Greek, the philosophers we read about, how they get into debates about beliefs and reasoning and logic to understand each other better. Or whether it's religions, you know, religious scholars in the old days, when they used to sit and debate with each other of the merits of each other's beliefs on religious grounds. I think one of the things that came out from when I read stories about the old ancient times is there never used to be, or it certainly didn't feel like there was a view that there was a particular belief that was wrong or right. Everybody had their own beliefs. And part of the debates that these ancient philosophers got into were to explain the reasoning and the logic behind their beliefs. Here's why I believe what I do. Help me understand your beliefs. Why do you believe what you do? And out of that reasoning and logic fell appreciation, scope for understanding, listening, and opening our minds a little bit more. And I just wonder whether we are losing that, and if we're not careful, lose it altogether because of the ease with which we can surround ourselves with like-minded views. So if you take whether it's the UK, the Brexit scenario that's going on, or in the US, the elections, we see it playing out every day. This element of, if you don't believe what I believe, we go into judgment and we attach a label to people and we move on, dismissing them. Where in actual fact, how much better would we be as a species, as a society, where we could sit down with each other and say, that's really interesting, your beliefs. Help me understand through logic and reasoning why you believe what you do. But from a point of view that says there isn't a wrong and a right, I have my beliefs and you have your beliefs. I'd really like to understand where you come from. You know, so many times, and I hear it myself, I've said it many times, is how can they think that way? I just find it fascinating how people think when something is so blindingly obvious to me and people are coming out with different views. And rather than assigning labels, you almost want to sit down and say, I'm really curious now, you know, I really need to understand what's driving your beliefs, what were your thoughts in that topic. Help me understand, because I just can't see any other way. And how much of a better society we would build if we were to be able to sit down and talk to each other in that way that says, I really need to understand and make sense of your views and your beliefs. Because at the moment, it doesn't seem to make sense to me. Using logic and reasoning with each other. And as I said, you know, the world, it's really easy now to fall into echo chambers. You know, if you look on your Facebook group, the chances are, when was the last time anybody had a debate with you or you with anybody else within your Facebook friends? The chances are you see something that they posted and you think, I agree with that. And you like it, love it, and vice versa. What that tells us is these are the echo chambers that we've surrounded ourselves with. And the view that I'm right, you're wrong. And we're not doing it to be malicious. We just can't understand why they would think something else. I found that this came to life for me really well recently. I was watching CNN with the American elections. And they had three Democrats on this one debate. And there was one Republican. And I thought I'd made up my mind in terms of one way or another, in terms of, you know, who I think I sided with. And what I found really interesting was this Republican who articulated his views really, really well. And initially I thought, you know, Trump, you think of Trump and you think you have a particular view one way or another. And so I'd immediately dismiss this person, this Republican, thinking, well, he's supporting Trump and therefore I know what he's going to be thinking. And it was really interesting because one of the things that this debate allowed him to do was have a voice to understand and to explain his reasoning and his rationale. And it was really interesting and fascinating because I found myself agreeing with an awful lot what he was saying. And rather than assigning labels, it's going back to that whole point of help me understand why you believe what you do. And through that dialogue, through reasoning, rather than saying there is a wrong or right way, I'm right, you're wrong, together we just might find another way. So this wasn't to preach to anybody. It's really just a debate or open a question of thought to all of us to say, when was the last time we were willing to listen to somebody else's beliefs without judgment? Their beliefs and my beliefs, there isn't a wrong and right. I just believe what I do. You believe what you do. Just help me understand through reason and logic your beliefs and I'll share with you mine. And we might have a newfound appreciation for each other that says there isn't a wrong and right, but I really understand where you're coming from and you really understand where I'm coming from. Knowing that we don't agree, but knowing that it makes complete sense. Anyway, I just want to share that with you, the beliefs. They're very powerful. They drive our behaviours. But how willing are we to spend time with each other to understand each other's beliefs? But that has to have the precursor of my beliefs aren't right and your beliefs aren't wrong. Actually, we will have our own personal beliefs. It'll be really interesting to understand what yours are. And here's mine. So when was the last time you'd explored that for yourself? What could you do to explore that? Think about the people surrounding you now. Are you in an echo chamber? Are you just hearing back everything you believe? And how can you open yourself up to more diverse thoughts and debates? Debates without anger, without emotion, because actually they're just beliefs. I say just beliefs, they're powerful. They're beliefs driven by our logic and reasoning that we can make sense of. How can we make sense of other people's logic and reasoning of their beliefs? So I'm going to leave that with you. I hope that's provided you with some food for thought about the people we're surrounding ourselves with and the thoughts we're willing to listen to, debate, explore with genuine openness. And who knows where we might end up. So that's all from me today. Amrit Zander from The Engagement Coach. I will see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.